Yo, bro, I don't know what it is, bro, but like, I guess I do know what it is. Like, I kind of love like seeing like weakness and like profound like men of God, like people that we look up to, like a pastor or somebody that's mentoring us. Like, I love seeing that. The fact that they're not perfect also, and like vulnerability, like when they share their story, like, yo, I did this, I did that, I'm still struggling with this. It's like, I didn't get this right yet. And it's like, yo, like that really encourages you. Like, at sometimes, 'cause like sometimes the enemy will like make you think that it's just you going through that sometimes, like going through a certain thing. Seeing a somebody that's leading you show vulnerability, it's genuine, bro. It makes you want to follow them, like.
I agree most definitely. Especially when it's someone who has a strong who has like stronger walk, not strong walk, but a deeper walk with God, and like you seen you that you they talk to you literally about like the things that they used to do, and it's like sometimes you can't even imagine like them doing that, you know what I'm saying? Because they will, and it's like, yo, what? That is crazy. You just be thinking like that. And it's like, it's just more, I don't know, man. It's just something about that. You just feel more comfortable. You feel more vulnerable. And that's actually a good thing, because one thing the enemy wants you to do is isolate. He wants you to isolate. But when you have that one believer friend, you want to have that one person who has a powerful deeper walk in you. You know what I'm saying? Talk to you about, the things that he or she was into before. You can I can talk about that, bro. Like, I can talk about that, and I don't know, man. It's really just that thing about being vulnerable, bro. And like, you can hold he, that person can literally hold you accountable, bro. It just feels like so relieving to see that, you're not the only one that actually did this or went through something like that. It's really just relieving to really hear or see that. And like, iron sharpens iron.
And yo, bro, it's crazy, 'cause as we was talking about that just now, like I got reminded about like I was doing the plan today. I was trying to catch up in this plan. I'm on like day 96, and basically 2 Samuel 6, like it's kind of like a similar situation. What is it? 2 Samuel 6:20, when David returned home to bless his own family, Michal, the daughter, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. I'm just saying Michal. Michal. Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. She said in disgust, "How distinguished the king of Israel looked today, shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girls like any shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girls like any vulgar person might do." David retorted to Michal, "I was dancing before the Lord, who chose me above your father and all his family. He appointed me as the leader of Israel, the people of the Lord, so I celebrate before the Lord. Yes, and I am willing to look even more foolish than this, even to be humiliated in my own eyes. But those servant girls you mentioned will indeed think I am distinguished." And it's like, yo. 'Cause David was just like, he was dancing, like he was celebrating God, like he was just open, like he didn't care, like feel me? And it's like, yo, bro, a leader being vulnerable, sometimes it will comes out as a weakness to somebody, like how we see with Mika, like she called him out on it, like how can you do that? Like feel me? Like you think you're distinguished? And then we see David, like, yo, bro. Yes, they all think I'm distinguished, 'cause I'm chilling, bro. I'm being myself. Like I'm not putting myself above nobody. I'm just celebrating the Lord, like with the rest of everybody else, and being vulnerable, like everybody else. Like for me, and that is what I love, bro. that's why I just love seeing that. It just encourages you to go farther. Like, that's crazy.
That's a fact, man. Being vulnerable, holding each other accountable, that's what it is. That's the way to go. Especially when the leader is the one that influences you to, you know, be that way. Because, like, most people, especially as a man, bro, it's kind of hard to be vulnerable.
Yep.
Especially as somebody who, you know, like, don't necessarily, like, talking to anybody about certain things except like people you're really close to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just really hard to do that, but to see like other men do it, bro, it just brings that, you know what I'm just saying, like, be comfortable, you know, let people know, because you never know what anybody else is going through, and what you went through can possibly be something that somebody is going through at that moment. So it's always good to, you know, just put that out there. Definitely.
Be vulnerable. Any leaders, be vulnerable. Show weakness. Not like be a weak person. I mean, you're not weak if you're vulnerable. That's the big misconception that you're, but like being vulnerable and telling people your struggles makes you weak. Hell no. That is strong to me. Like, what? Like, you're not perfect. Like, you did this too. Like, you don't think about, like, even think about it with school, bro. I never thought about it like this. Like, think about it with school, bro. The coolest teachers, bro, be the ones that, like, kept it a stack. Like, feel me? Like, yo, bro, I was y'all age, bro. I know y'all smoking. Like, feel me? Like, those type of teachers.
Yeah. Bro,
like, those be the coolest teachers. Cause you just keep it a stack. Like,
Yeah, that's true.
That's all leading is, bro. Just be humble, bro. Keep it a stack, bro. And lead people to Christ. That's it, bro. That's for anybody. Just be humble, bro. Don't forget what you came from. Be vulnerable. Just be yourself. Just love God, bro.